What's up, world? How we doing? How we living? Undeniable Perception, episode 38. Brother from the same mother.
Ooh, feeling good, man. 3 + 8, what you get?
Fox 11.
11. Which month is that?
November.
Turkey, baby, coming up. Turkey. You ready for that Thursday game? Isn't your squad playing on Thanksgiving?
Oh, Cowboys?
Yeah.
Is that they're playing the Raiders. Oakland. Ooh. No, not Oakland. Excuse me. Las Vegas.
That's going to be fire, right?
Oh, yeah. We're gonna shit on them.
Are the Raiders and the Cowboys the most popular teams in the NFL for the long time? Like,
and the Packers and the Steelers.
That's true. Packers and Steelers as well.
Yeah, I would add those.
And I guess I'm just gauging a base.
But them the top two for sure. Cowboys, Raiders.
Yeah, because I'm basing it, gauging it based on like the scheduling, right? Like in terms of you guys get a lot of primetime games. You guys get a lot of top games when you have a lot of eyeballs watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I love that.
So what, you feeling pretty good about your squad?
Dude, I'm happy about my squad. Yeah.
What's the record right now?
We're 2-1.
Who'd you guys lose to?
We lost to the Bucks.
Oh, you guys fucking suck. Nah, you guys are good, man. You guys are really good.
Thanks, man. You guys finally woke up, too, though.
Well, we should have beat the Steelers that first game, the Bills. It was just like a little
rough. I know, dude.
We gave it away. Josh Allen looked off, but it's good. Sometimes I'm glad there was that loss.
Yeah.
So they could learn from it and improve, and then we've just been rolling now.
Dude, and how was that? You went to your first Dodger game
for this year, right? Yeah, man. Well, prior to that, okay, so I found one at Philippe's. I've never been at Philippe's, even though I lived in LA and all in the past. I just had never been. And I went with my boy. Well, first of all, the way it started, right after work, you know, I already had my change of clothes because I worked. I was, you know, with the slacks and all that. So I already had forgotten my jersey because I got up in the morning. I was like, oh, let me take my clothes real quick. And I forgot my jersey, but whatever. I had a t-shirt and jeans and all that stuff. So I already started off the wrong foot, right? But whatever. You know, I wanted to wear my sacks.
So he looks like a casual fan.
So then I hit up my boy. I was like, hey, man, on my way. He's all, you still want to go? I was like, what?
You want to go?
No, that's how you responded. And I was like, yeah, for what? He's all, man, I'm hungover. I'm like, and I was ready to come the freeway. And I was like, what? You don't want to roll? He's like, nah, man, I'm good. I'm like, all right, cool, man. I'll see you in a bit, right? So I drive all the way to Highland Park. You know, because he lives out there, so. And already, I forget, there's no fucking parking where he lives at, dude. So there's no fucking parking, dude. It's all streets and shit and small. So I was like, so I wrap around a couple blocks. He kind of lives by where a metro station passes through, not the hub. But, you know, there's always a food for less, you know, it's whatever. So then I pull up to his one side. I find one tiny space. And my car's already small. So I was like, all right, cool. So I pull in real close to a car. And my bumper's sticking out just a little bit off of driveway, not of a house, but of a business. But of course, a van's pulling out of that driveway. And I was like, God damn it, they're gonna see some shit. But I was like, whatever. I opened my trunk, get my bag, and a skinny lady's like, kind of tight, right? And I was like, not for a good driver.
Nah,
I should have. I was just like, oh yeah, sorry. And that's it. Because the plan was that, you know, I fall. I'm guilty of this as well.
You should have said, mind your business, lady.
I find it guilty. Yeah, but you should have came along with me. You would have been you. I find it, yeah, you don't want to get my car to get keyed. It's already happened once. Fucking,
she don't use her teeth.
She's like, I see your car's being keyed because you're an asshole. No, so I was like, fucking, you know how I'm guilty of this as well. I don't know if you are, but like a week ahead of time when I already have bought the tickets, he's like, yeah, bro, just roll over. We'll fucking just take the train to Union Station, get a drink at that bar there, and you know where the bus picks us up. Yeah. We don't have to deal with that there. And that day's already like, so I go and meet him. He's like, hey man, you want to drive? I was like, bro, I already fucking drove over here. You want to drive your car? He's like, well, I was like, well, bro, something's up with your car, or just tell me, I'll drive. So I pay for the tax. He's like, yeah, then I'll drive, dude. Let's go. Just fucking tell me that. Right? Oh, so we hop on the car. But, you know, he's one of my closest friends, bro. So he's no big deal. I was like, all right, cool. Fuck it. I was like, but you know what? I was like, get the parking now. Because if you get up ahead of time, it's a little cheaper, right? So then he's like, hey, you want to go to Philippe's? I was like, oh, I've never been. Let's roll for sure. Because there's plenty of time. It was like 4-something. Game starts at 7:10. Pull up. Fucking bomb, man. I recommend it. I've never been there. I'm not, should have been. No, but it's Philippe's and it's just been there forever. You know, it's a French dip.
This, I think you say it.
Hell yeah, it was delicious, bro. And then, anyway, so, I mean, part of the story is this, man. Fuck, I felt like an old man, dude. Because, you know, I got to get up early for work the next day and all that. But nonetheless, I shouldn't let that detract me. You know, it's just you got to tell yourself, hey, I can sleep a few hours the night before or whatever. So fucking, we get there. Of course, we're in nosebleed, right? Because, you know, I had bought the tickets.
You didn't go to the bar I told you, the hidden bar?
Nah, we already had a few drinks. We just wanted to sit in our seats. I was like, fuck it. I saw the bar from where I was sitting at.
You would have
saw like, man, it's just it's the fucking, up. Yeah, but it's the visitors. It's the visitors. No, it's not. Yeah, it's the visitors.
No, it's not, bro.
From where I saw the big window, there's a big glass, right? Yeah, the Dodgers bullpen is closer to left field, and the visitors is on the right field. No,
it's the Dodgers you see warm up, bro.
You sure? You been to it?
No, but
you know shit then. All right, cool then. My bad. So then we're like, so we're sitting there, and then the game's already starting out hot, right? Dodgers fucking killing their pitch, that pitcher, right? It's like 4-0 in the first inning. I'm like, oh man, it's going to be a wrap. 5-0, right? And the Padres score like 3 the next inning. I'm like, fuck. Dude, by like the fourth inning, it's like 5-5, and I'm like, hey, man, you want to roll? Dude, I feel like an old man, dude.
You popped the question.
I was starting to think like that, like, oh, man, to get out of the parking
lot.
What
was his reaction?
Well, we didn't even park in the parking lot. We parked down the street where it was free. He's like, nah, I want to watch the whole thing. But then I could tell if I put it in his mind, he'd been like, yeah, man, I'm down to leave because he was a bit tired, too. So, fuck it, we left. We left like in the fifth inning.
You missed that miraculous four-home run inning?
Yeah.
I thought you were there. I was telling everybody. My brother was at the game. I was all hyped up.
Don't change it up. You tell him I made it to the field, too. So, like, man, it's editorial privilege, man. When you tell the story, man. So don't ever let the truth get in the way of a good story, man. So, you fucking, I got home, you know, dropped him off. Dude, I was tired, dude. I'm glad I left. It took me, like, about an hour to get home. It was already 10-something. I did miss the eighth inning. But I watched the ninth inning walk off. The game was still on, and he hit the going. Oh, in the eighth inning. No, I'm sorry. I watched the last home run of the fourth of the four home runs because it was by fucking Corey Seager, right?
Yeah.
And it was a go ahead run, and then Kenny Jansen came in and cleaned it up.
Damn.
Then I crashed out.
What time was that ninth inning at?
10:30, 10:40, 10:30,
and what like time did you bounce?
Like at 9:15, around like that. There was only a fourth inning, like at 9 o'clock, because there were so many runs.
Oh yeah.
But speaking of this, man,
that's cool though.
Feel like an old man, bro. You don't have stories like that. Just like you ever gone somewhere, and you're like, I gotta go, or never left the game early or nothing.
Nah, I leave games early whenever I would do, but I would make it to the seventh inning at least.
I still left.
Fourth inning, though?
Fourth Jesus. Inning, bro. Yeah, I know. Well, I don't live in LA, dude. It's a big... No, no excuses. I should have fucking stuck around the whole time.
You just need to get the next day off or do a half day.
Yeah, that's what I need to do. The fucking... But speaking of this, man, I was going to ask you this. So, I was watching the Boston Yankee game because it's a tight race. And I love baseball, man. But, of course, and there's so many things you want to watch, X amount of things. So, there's only some time you can put on this. But when I watch certain games, man... It's magical. I don't know if you get the same feeling. Because, like, I was watching. It was, like, a late game. I don't know if it was Monday night or Sunday night. Baseball or something like that. You know, it's in Boston. And it's kind of cold and windy. But you feel it. Like, it just looks beautifully. And they have to. It's the race, right? To get to the wild card position. So, and the reason why this is magical is because sometimes only one thing's happened that's never happened before in baseball. It's not repetitive. So... They're pitching to Aaron Judge, right? Was a big monster, right? I forgot what the count was. I think it was like 2-2 or something. And the pitcher throws some heater. Boom! Strikeout, right? But then the catcher drops the ball. So then the umpire's like, nope, foul tip. You know, so he's not out. Next pitch or the second pitch after that, cranks like a 2-run double. They take the lead.
Damn,
then Giancarlo Stanton comes up, cranks a 2-run blast, puts the game away, right? They replayed that play. It was a strikeout, but the catcher lost it when he was transitioning to throw it. So that doesn't matter at that point. That should be an out. But you can't replay that. You can't replay that play or do a challenge. But I thought it was magical because shit like that happens. I'm like, that's beautiful, man. Especially because I don't have a horse in the race in that fight. But, you know, isn't that magical? They're up by one game.
Yeah, that's magical, bro.
Right, because shit like that happens. You're like, whoa. Yeah. Like, you can't plan for that.
You can't plan luck,
like,
bro.
It just, he lost in the transition. The umpire could barely see that. He thought it was because it was so quick that he dropped the ball. But no, man. Damn. And you can't challenge that.
Dude, I've been watching the Wu-Tang Show, bro.
Oh, how is it? Dude, is it worth it?
I liked it. I enjoy it. I'm caught up too.
So you ran through it. And you hardly do that. You like.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, bro.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, there's a lot of shit that went down.
What makes it so good?
I did not know.
I don't mind you telling me whatever.
Because the RZA is the executive producer. So he like did pretty much everything.
And he's a smart motherfucker. Dude, this show love the RZA.
Shows it how smart he is. Dude, it's crazy because I didn't know that Raekwon shot up Ghostface Killah's apartment.
Really?
Yeah, dude, because he was like working for some dude just trying to make money. And then so he shot up that spot.
Not necessarily targeting him or
his family. No, targeting him.
Oh, it was targeting
him. Because he was part of like, because some shit went down with this crew. So they shot that up. And like Ghostface's mom was in there.
Fuck.
Ghostface was in there and his two little brothers.
Did anyone get hit?
No one got hit, nah.
Ooh.
But.
Did he ever know it was Raekwon?
No, he knew. They had beef. They had beef because of that. And like
I would fucking think so.
Yeah, right? Exactly. But they fucking squashed it or they put it to the side.
Because of the group?
Because of the group. Because of the RZA's vision, bro.
Dude, so I gotta watch it then. I don't know why I was holding off on watching it on Hulu, right?
Dude, ODB? Yeah, it's on Hulu. ODB's casted phenomenal.
Okay. Like,
it's perfect. And Homeboy plays RZA. Good, dude.
Is he that one actor from Native Son?
The one that you said from Moonlight.
Fucking love that guy, bro.
Yeah, he plays RZA. He's such
a great actor. So he plays the RZA?
He plays RZA. Good. And then the guy that they cast, Method Man, Dave East, that dude gets down.
Who plays Ghostface?
Oh, I don't know his name.
Okay, but he's good too. But it's pretty good?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
So how many, so it's really the entire trajectory of the Wu-Tang?
And yeah, there's two seasons out now, right? Yeah, how they started and like it just shows the come up. Like when we were talking about the book Alchemist.
Yeah.
Like it just tells you just to keep going, right? Just to keep pushing.
Oh, I'm hyped, bro. Now that you said it, I'm hyped.
That's how this shows you like the background of like everything RZA went through. You're like, fuck. You gotta build that up again.
Well, you know he's a good friend of one of my favorite filmmakers, Jim Jarmusch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I guess I could, if I'm going to take editorial privileges and lie and exaggerate about a story, you know, I watched Ghost Dog, The Way of the Samurai with RZA and James and then Jim Jarmusch virtually.
Virtually?
Last year during the pandemic.
Oh, that's tight.
Like, you know, I signed up for 36 Chambers as their website. So they did like, hey, we're going to do a virtual viewing of Ghost Dog, Way of the Samurai. And I dig that movie because Jim Jarmusch with Lawrence Fishburne. I know you're sorry. I'm sorry. With our boy,
King of Scotland. Yeah.
Love that guy. What's his name, man? I can't disrespect him and I know his name.
Damn.
Whitaker. Forrest Whitaker.
Robert Whitaker, right?
Yeah, UFC. But and a lot of people don't like him, but I love him, man, because it pays homage to all these like old Kung Fu samurai movies, but also like these old like gangster shoot 'em up movies, right? And so I bought the ticket and I was stoked, man. I just watched the movie again. And RZA and Jim Jarmusch were talking through it.
That's fucking tough.
And you watch it, I was like, so yeah, I'm gonna watch a movie with those.
So times. The movie's lit though?
I love it. I think with like the background I just gave you, I think you could see it through that scope.
Yeah.
I think without knowing any history on it, you might be like, oh, I don't know. But it's cool because they reference the way of the warrior, you know, that samurai code of living and all that other stuff. But he's a modern hitman with a samurai code.
Oh, that's tight, man.
But before I lose track, man, sorry, like you mentioned, The Alchemist, man. So, how many books have you lost of this copy? The Alchemist?
Oh, The Alchemist? This is my third copy.
Why?
So, the first copy, there's this one cat. Real cool dude that I worked with. And I remember he was just down. Like, he wasn't feeling himself for a minute. And I was like, hey, bro, read this book. Like, book gave me a pick-me-up. Just read it. And I remember, like, every week he would give me like, hey bro, that was good. I'm on this chapter, this is what I learned from it. And he would give me like a build up from it. Oh, and then like he like lost his job.
Oh.
So I never saw him for like probably like 4 months, I would say. And one random day, dude, he like came to visit some homie from work. And he saw me and that was the first thing he said. He's like, bro, I wish I had your book. I'd give it to you right now.
You're like, no, man. What you tell him?
I was like, nah, don't worry about it. It's yours.
Because the whole point is, dude, honestly, I think that's a pastime that people don't do anymore, man. Like giving books. Like you did out of goodness of your heart. Like, hey, man.
Yeah.
Check it out, man. This changed my life in certain ways. Yeah. And you want to pass it on, right? Pay it forward. Mm-hmm. And that's fucking dope. What happened to the second one? Another one.
The second one, someone just was reading it and they just took it with them.
What do you mean?
Like someone that was just chilling at my house.
So oh, like, did you lend it to them that night, or they just took?
They were lending it.
You lent it to them?
Yeah, we lent it to them.
And they just never brought it back?
And they never brought it back, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck it.
So and then my lady bought my third one.
Nice, man. Is it like a new version of it?
No,
like
it's the same one. Anniversary edition? The same cover. Same. I like small books, bro. I don't like hardcovers that much.
Well, dude, it's like, what do they say, man? A sign of genius is someone that could take something complicated and simplify it, right? Yeah. And that book is written so simply. I love that it still has a lot of legs. Because I remember my boy Luke, he told me to read it when I was 19.
Oh, wow. So that was 19 or 20. 1994?
How old are you making me, fool?
1994?
No, I was 14 in 94. It was like 99. It was 99, yeah. Okay. 99, 2000.
He's were
like,
you bumping Stankonia? Were you bumping Outkast or anything?
Dude,
that
no, I got into them late. I still haven't heard their full albums. It was one of the guys I've missed out on. I need to hear them because I hear they're miraculous, right?
Yeah.
Fucking
aliens.
So he told me to read it, man. It was like, it's just a simple read, but it's beautiful, right?
Yeah.
What stands out for you on that book, man?
I would say like the vivid pictures, like what you said. Like it simplifies everything. And you just picture it.
Is there anything?
But just the grind of it, like just the continuation of the journey, bro.
Is there anything that for me, not even necessarily like that you have to quote something from it, but what do you think you got out of that book? Especially if you have your own three copies.
Just staying persistent. Like that was just the message I got from it. Like just keep going. Eventually it's gonna hit. Like what you're doing, just keep going, bro. You just gotta be right once. That's it. Just once.
Wow.
And that's what I pretty much get from it.
Never thought about that. All you have to do is be right once.
Just once, bro. So like if you do stock market or whatever, not financial advice, and you get one stock that's a penny stock, you get like 100 of them. If one hits, you're good, bro.
I like that idea, man. You gotta just be right once. You just keep going, 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 right?
Yeah, and that goes back to the same quote, Wayne Gretzky, right?
Right.
You miss 100% of shots you don't take.
Right.
Same thing. You just apply it financially. It's just something that our parents weren't as educated with. So it wasn't something that we were raised with.
Right.
So it was foreign knowledge that we're barely learning now.
Correct.
I would say.
That you have to learn it outside the home.
Outside the home. Yeah.
The thing that I remember from The Alchemist, man, I've only read it one time. It's been years. There's like all this like this magical imagery, right? That represents life, different aspects of life. And I can't even remember exactly, but I remember there was a thing where wasn't the wind kind of fighting him or something? And there was like a certain, when he was on top of a mountaintop or something.
I believe so, yeah.
But the one for sure that
I remember, it was like a glass store that he would take care of with like an older gentleman.
That's right.
All right. Now that you said that, it makes sense.
The thing that I do remember that did grab me was when they describe how dreams become more silence and they eventually get to the point where they don't talk to you anymore because you didn't listen or try to work on them. So as you get older, like your dreams are vivid in your head and they're like, go for it. Do this, do that. But if you don't do that or practice it, it gets quieter, inquire, eventually they just disappear and they're gone.
That makes sense because I don't remember any of my dreams, bro. But if I do actually probably put a focus on it or think about it, I probably could.
And I mean in dreams of like your goals. Like the goals are like, mean like your goals are talking to like, hey, be this, you're going to work on this. But if you don't work on it, don't do it, then you start losing that. You know, that becomes like a negative thing. Like, no, I can't do that anymore because you're no longer getting that positive. Remember, it's like, hey, you need to do this, do that. That's how I interpreted it.
No, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Like going to college,
anything,
in your 40s,
right?
A lot of people are hesitant
to
do that. But like when you do that, like that is phenomenal, bro.
You know, I don't know, one thing is just hit me right now. There's like in my neighborhood, I don't even know exactly where they live, but I love it. Like I always see this guy, you know, I think he's like a Mexican guy. He's like in his, it's probably like in his late 30s or 40s. And what I assume is what I assume to be his father. He's always pushing him on a wheelchair, man. And it's beautiful. Like, dude, it doesn't matter what time of day, if it's super hot, if it's cold or whatever. He's always pushing him, dude. And I see him in different areas. And
that's
it's like
badass.
A daily thing. And it's so dope, man, because he's taking the man out, which I assume is his dad. like on the wheelchair, bro, all around. And every time, I don't even know them, but I wave every time and he waves back.
That's
and
badass.
It's just dope, man. It doesn't matter, like all around, dude. And it's like every day, dude, every day. That's beautiful, man. Because
yeah,
all
yeah.
the sacrifice and time that you have to put into it. And it makes me think about, man, sometimes I'm such a fucking asshole because I, if our parents ask us some things, if I'm in a certain mood, sometimes I get annoyed. I still do it, but why? What's the point of getting annoyed? Or repeating something like that, right?
Yeah.
Like the other day I was at our folks, man, it was like a week ago. And I went to get them, they wanted to get a fridge, right? So I did the Home Depot thing and you know, I'm setting it up. Also, you guys like this one. That's all. No, maybe this and this. I was like, cool. I was doing it for them, blah, blah, blah. And I'm okay. And that's all. Do you want, can you just buy it on credit? And then I'll just give you the money to help your credit. I was like, no, my credit's good, Dad. But yeah, if you want, we'll do that. You know, because it has to be zero. It'll be zero interest. We can get it for 24 months if you want. Because our pops could pay it. But I think he just wanted to not have to fork over so much cash at the time. So I was like, yeah, just figure out, you know, it'll be like $150 a month you give me, whatever. Just give me the money and I start paying because you have to do a minimum payment. He said, you do? I was like, you do or else you lose the interest, right? You get that 0% interest. Now you have to pay all the interest. He's like, okay, for sure. So I do it, book it. I book a, and it's never easy, right? But maybe it's not easy because I'm not being patient. I'm like, okay, which date do you guys want? This date's available. Mom's like, no, I have an appointment. I was like, Mom, just tell me that date's not good. Give me another date. But you know, because they make it sound like it's a big deal and I get annoyed. I was like, just give me a different date. Because at that point, that's what I share with one of my boys. I'm already like, okay, let's fix the problem. Next thing. I don't want to hear why. Just let's go. Let's go. Yeah. But which is very beneficial, like working, solving issues. But at the same time, it's like you have to learn how to tone it down on a human level, right? Especially your folks. So then I do it. I book it. And then, all right, cool. And I'm already kind of ready to go. And then pops off, hey, Raul, can you call like, to find out when they could pick up this other stuff from the trash and all this other stuff, like, you know, those big items. And in my head, I'm thinking, man, can't you guys do something? Right? In my head, but I didn't say that, but I was like, but I said something worse. I was like, man, Dad, there's always something.
Aww.
Fucking felt awful. He's like, sorry. I was like,
he says,
no, Dad. He's like, no, I'll figure it out. I'll call. I was like, thanks. And part of my head, I try to convince myself, like, he could call.
Yeah.
You're at home, you ain't working.
Yeah.
Why? You gotta put everything on me, you know? Like, yeah, it's like, yeah. Hey, but fuck it, man. We should be there for him, you know? So I was like,
yeah.
So I felt bad. So I told myself later, I'll do it, right? Because I knew they weren't gonna do that.
Yeah.
But then the next day, I was going on a trip. I told moms, hey, moms, just saying hello. She's like, hey, cancel that fridge. I'm like, and it annoyed me again. I came back, I was like, why?
He's
like, we're just gonna look elsewhere. And I'm like, all right, Mom, I'll cancel. They make it sound like it's so easy, like every day, which it was, but it's like, dude. So then I went online because I was like, dude, is it going to be like a credit thing? So I went and finally, because it was the next day, at least I was able to cancel it right away.
Son of a bitch.
But anyways, today I looked online, I called the number and I set up the pickup and I called them. So hey, parents, the pickup's going to happen this Monday. I'll head over and I hope you guys load it.
Damn,
but then I think like, man.
It gets frustrating, but you're right. We need to tone it down. And
we should just be there for us.
What's that word you say? Luddite?
Luddite. Well, they're older. They're Luddites. You know, they're not. They don't know shit about it.
Luddite means what? You're behind in technology?
Well, it literally means that you're fear of technology. So I just use it as a derogatory. It just means you're not good at technology. That's why I transferred it. But it means like you're a Luddite. I learned that from Max Kellerman, bro. He calls his mom a Luddite. When it was a Max and Marcellus show, one of the best radio shows ever.
Dude, I miss that show. Coming home
from Marcellus is a G, right? You love Marcellus, man.
I love Marcellus, man. He's so smart, dude.
Yeah, so Max is too. I love them both, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Fucking, I remember I called the radio station. You got through once too, right?
Yeah.
Damn, Max made me have a stone face, dude.
Oh, yeah, he motored you.
He motored me, bro. They were talking about, this has just happened where Pacquiao got knocked out for 10 minutes by Marquez, right? On their third fight or fourth fight? What was it?
I think it was the third one.
Third and final, right?
Fourth, yeah.
So then I was like, man, I want to call because I love those guys. You know, I was like, Max, at the time, he's like, he's my man crush, man. Yeah. Call those fools. So when I call, their producer's like, because they were talking about Mexican boxers, right? That was the topic, best Mexican boxers. And I told the producer, hey, man, what if I say, like, oh, I think, what about Marquez? Is he now in the high, at the top of the list? He's like, yeah, but you know what? That's why he's a producer. He's like, Max wants you to come in with an argument. So what you need to do, I want you to present it like it's an argument. You're like, hey, man, I think Marquez is the best boxer now. He's like, that's how you start the dialogue, you know? And I was like, all right, cool. He's like, all right, hold on, man. I'll put you on. So he throws me on. He's like, reach Max Marcellus, show. Okay, right, we'll hear from Chino. or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, Max, how's it going, man? He's like, hey, man. So do you think Marcus is, I think Marcus now is one of the best boxers up there, or De La Hoya? And he's like, De La Hoya's American. Like, just like that. I was like, oh, yeah, man, but you know what I mean.
Damn.
I was such an idiot, bro.
You know what I mean.
I was such an idiot, dude.
Did you just end the compliment?
No, he's off.
Next.
He's like, he's a producer. Don't bring any stupid idiots. No, just kidding. He's no, we started talking about Marcus now. He's like, you know, maybe you're right. Marcus is up there now with all this other stuff. But yeah, the topic was Mexican boxers. You know?
He hit you with the suit Nazi.
He just hit me up with like, he's American.
Next.
De La Hoya's American.
That sucks, bro.
Man, fuck Stephen A. Smith for kicking him off, man. He's better than Stephen A.
Yeah,
but they just did. I'm glad he got out of that, anyways.
I got through, but I forgot what it was, dude. I think it was I said something about Dez Bryant, probably like Dez caught it or something.
And you chatted with both of them. Do you remember anything?
I just remember chatting with Marcellus.
Marcellus is shit, huh?
Yeah, dude.
Because he thinks he caught it too, right?
I think
it's a catch too. Yeah. Didn't catch it like five times.
I said that, bro. Yeah, I need to find it. I think I have a downloader in the.
But also, he hit you back regarding top albums, right? Rap or something? Didn't you hit him up on the gram or something?
So, yeah, on.
Twitter.
He follows me on Twitter. Yeah, he's cool, man. I like that guy.
I like because he has a different perspective and he comes from a different angle.
Him and Whitlock. Yeah, they have that. A different push up. Oh, dude, so I
What's up?
I got nominated, well, by my lady, but I got nominated to be a chair for the condominium here.
Oh, hell yeah. How does that work, man?
Dude, so if they...
For your property.
For my property. So hopefully I get approved so I could like have a say of like, what goes around here, be like a chair here.
How does it work? Is it, so they make decisions on the HOA or the property?
I believe so, yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, doing that and like having recommendations and all that.
Hell yeah.
So I would love to get on that, bro.
What do you have to do?
Well, I already got applied for it. My girl nominated me for it, so I just gotta wait. They're gonna do like a background to see.
Okay, so it's not like a voting or anything?
Maybe, probably. Who knows?
Damn, man! So you got to go out there and politicize. You got to promise some.
I want to get my.
You got to promise some corporations. What's some kickback.
What's the dude from The Wire? My Jannetty, is his name? Mayor.
Carcetti.
Get my Carcetti on, bro.
Was it Carcetti or Garcetti?
Garcetti, I think.
I think because Carcetti's the one for California and L.A., right? The real one is L.A. Carcetti, but I forgot whether it was Garcetti or what. But he. Man, you're gonna be out there promising these. Tenants were like.
I'm be like, y'all need to put stop signs right here and right here. They're blind spots.
That would be
my first order of business.
Right, like, what we're gonna do is we'll put a basketball court here and a tennis court. No one plays tennis.
Dude, for us, I would be like, let's make that into a playground for the kids. Let's get rid of the tennis court.
Man, you guys gotta fix that dump of a playground that's not too far from.
Yeah, that's what I.
It's like one little thing is no light.
Yeah, it's terrible, bro.
Yeah, first stop this. If you get into this, man, next stop presidency.
Imagine, bro. Be the mayor in Chino, dog.
That's fucking dope, man. You know, I was thinking about some embarrassing stories, man. Maybe because I just got out of the shower. Not that the shower was embarrassing. Don't twist it. But I threw on some deodorant, and it reminded me of this story. It reminded me of this story. When I was in fifth grade, we had just moved to Pomona. And I used to go to George Washington Elementary School. And that's when elementary school finished in that district because junior high became 6th, 7th, 8th in Pomona on Silas.
Oh, wow.
So when I was in George Washington, you know, and every time you moved around, you were new to school, you're always like, fuck, man, it's tough, especially because, you know, that little kid, my face was smaller, so my ears were big, so you're always going to deal with bullies, you're going to deal with all this bullshit, right? But whatever, you go through, and I remember it was like mid-year, and they're like, all right, well, we're going to go to a trip to the public pool, right? And there was a public pool next to a baseball field where I used to play minor league. I used to play fucking little league minor league. I wish I was little league minor league. I didn't even make the majors, bro. So it was just little league minor league, right? So then I went and I remember because I never planned ahead or told our folks. My shorts were all dirty. All of them, of course, right? They're all dirty. I didn't tell our moms, and I think for fear of not telling her to wash it, I fucking didn't tell her. So I took them out the trash. They smell like shit, right? They smell awful.
They're in the trash?
Not trash. I'm sorry. They were in the dirty
trash
laundry bin.
In the laundry bin.
Yeah. So, what the fuck did my genius mind think? I fucking took deodorant. I fucking rubbed it all over the shorts, dog. All over. Everywhere.
Hell?
And the next day, I don't know, it all turned white. I'm like, why is it white? So, bro, I hit the shorts, I hit the shorts in my bag. I don't know. Okay, as soon as I get in there, I'm just going to just change. And I put a towel around my waist. And I'm going to jump in the pool and no one knows the difference. And there's all these clusters of deodorant coming up.
Are you
because
serious?
Because it's supposed to fight the water, you know? So it's all like all these white shit.
Are you serious?
And there's like 50 kids in the pool.
Did they say anything?
No. This came by the skin of my teeth, bro.
Dude, what the hell? That's crazy.
Dude, speaking of all these like last minute shit, man, I remember we had to do this. This was in, I believe, in third grade in LA. And we had to do like a plan. So we had a project. Simple, right? Like, okay, bring in a 2-liter bottle, an empty 2-liter bottle. Get some soil from the store. And we're going to give you some seeds here. And we're going to do a project, right? To grow a plant. We're like, oh, cool. Of course, I don't tell anyone anything or whatever. Or maybe I did. Our parents like, you don't need that shit. So the morning of, I was like, what am I going to do? I'm panicking. What am I going to do? I don't have any of this stuff. I have a 2-liter bottle, check, but I ain't got no soil.
Wow.
They haven't been doing construction outside of the apartment. It's like dirt, bro, or sand. I just took that shit with me. And I didn't have it in a bag. I just poured it in my backpack. Shoved like a fucking mess. My project looks like shit. Still grew, but it was like mud because it wasn't soil.
Still grew. What'd you get?
I don't remember. You're in third grade.
An F for phenomenal?
Fucking, I got a panic attack for always waiting last minute, dude.
Bro, I don't know if that's something engraved in us, because that was me every time, like, in elementary school, we would always have, like, a science project.
Fucking do tell, man. You remember anything?
And I would fucking not tell Chris till, like, Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon.
And you would tell Chris because that was an easier thing to say instead of our folks.
Oh, yeah, my folks wouldn't know. What's
yeah, so or whatever. What would you have?
And like, then he would just fucking help me do that shit the whole Sunday, bro.
I remember I used to help
him. He'd be like, why
didn't
you tell me this on Friday? Or didn't you tell this on Saturday? Like, I don't know.
Because you'd always get away with it. I remember helping you too. Like, we'd have to go buy that science project board, remember?
Yeah, the bank.
And we went to Chino to do it.
At Staples?
No, that little store. There was another, like, small store because we were, like, running around trying to pick up shit.
I remember I had a science project.
Didn't Chris do it all?
Pretty much.
Which one was it? Was it
all? It was one. Why is salt put on icy sidewalks?
Okay.
That he helped me with. And then I remember when it was like major brands versus generic brands.
Okay.
So it was like a taste test.
Okay.
So I did that one with Chris. That one was dope. As a science project. So it was like Dreyer's ice cream versus like the Stater Brothers brand. And then it'd be like Pepsi versus like...
What was the hypothesis?
What tastes better, I think? Or does branding really matter?
How'd you prove it?
With a blindfold. I remember me being a contrarian, dog, I think I kind of knew and I went with the generic brands, dog. That's what my mindset was.
Okay.
But you could taste the difference, though.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, the ones with the name brand definitely taste better, bro.
Well, for sure, because they have that extra sugar.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Nice, dude. I remember doing my science. Dude, it's just chill, because there's one of the things about having being the first generation and our parents just being blue collar workers and not really like, they weren't really involved with school at all. You know, they were just involved in like signing us up.
Yeah.
And you guys figured out like, be smart, work hard, do that shit, right? But, you know, they didn't tell us anything, how to do it or how to that, other than like, do your work, right?
Yeah.
But for our type of personality, or speaking for myself, that didn't work because I would just get by or do whatever. I remember for my first time I had to do a science project, because we never had to do this in LA because we stopped there at third grade. And in fourth grade in North Hollywood, I'd have to do that. But in fifth grade, I came in late because we left Pomona. No, was it sixth grade? Fuck, yeah, I'm losing track of thought. No, it was fifth grade. Doris Dixon, because I left part of Pomona. I didn't finish the school year there. Right, and then it was sixth grade because I was writing assignments.
Damn,
I left part of that year, like the last 3 months, and we moved to Chino. So then I remember, like, I had to do a science project. I don't know what the fuck that was, and it looked different, man, because it looked like everyone was like, you know, well off because it's Chino, it's different. Now there's like fucking houses everywhere, all this stuff, right? So it went, and man, it's kind of embarrassing to say, but I have to say it. So the teacher's like, okay, what are you going to do your science project on? And all I thought was like hypothesis, and is it right? So I'm such a dumbass. In front of the class, I was like, okay, we're going to take a key and will it fit in the doorknob and unlock it? She's like, yeah, that's not going to work. I couldn't think of anything, dude. I was at the spot. But yeah, dude, like Pops didn't even like get me a board. I was like, hey, Dad, I got to get a board like this. He's like, oh, we'll just take sheets of paper and paste them together. Like, what? No, I need a board.
Like a hologram of a
paper. Like, he thought like some pages and they're going to stand up. What are you talking about, Dad? Like, like, I need a board. And even then, we got a cheaper, smaller board instead of the thick one that people did. But I don't even remember what the project was on, bro.
Dude, nah, the project I remember was second grade, I think. It was a green board we bought, and Chris helped me imitate the $5 bill.
Yes!
And I think him or my pops, probably Chris drew it. He drew Abraham Lincoln's outline.
Yes.
And then we cut out one of my Polaroid pictures.
Yes.
And we pasted it
there. I remember that shit was hilarious.
Dude, that was lit.
It was, bro, your face, and you're like, you're doing that little smirky face.
Oh, yeah.
That was hilarious. But what was it on, though?
How many on Abraham did Lincoln? You do? Dude,
oh, this
first
was
through sixth grade, I had a project every year. A science project every year. Or not a science project, but a regular project. I guess this was a history project. So we did it on Abraham. My man, Abraham.
Abe Lincoln, man. Good old Abe. Honest Abe, man.
Honest Abe, yeah. The rest of the dog.
And did you have any fear growing up of just random shit? Like, I was always afraid of eating fish. Because we used to eat that deep fried fish that you have to debone yourself and eat it, which is delicious.
With ketchup.
But I'd always have a fear. No, I didn't put ketchup on that sucker. I always had a fear because their parents would be like, if you don't take out the bones correctly, they're going to get lost in your throat and you could die.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, man. So I was always be afraid. I thought it was like a death sentence. Like every time I ate that, like I'm like, I'm not careful. So it took me like 2 hours to finish it because you'd like suck all the fish out and make sure there's no thorn. You know? Do you have any shit like that?
I wouldn't say not that deep, but I do take my time with fish, with the bones.
Yeah, for sure.
Because of that.
I remember the one time my mom beat the shit out of me. Our mom, we lived in Los Angeles, and we're out eating, and I think she either overcooked the eggs, and I don't like it, always like runny eggs. And me, like a fucking idiot, thought, you know what? They won't know. So I took the eggs. I was a little kid, man. And I snuck them underneath the fridge. Dude, we lived in a studio apartment, okay? It's tiny. And lo and behold, what happens? Mom happens to be cleaning a little later. She's all sweeping the kitchen. I'm like, da-da-da-da-da. I'm thinking, dude, can I pull it out? Can I not? She took out all the eggs and beat the shit out.
With the eggs?
In her I don't know. She's like, how dare you? I came a few times and I'm like, oh, fucking dumbass.
That's tough, man.
Yeah, instead of just being like, Mom, like, but what does that say about us? It's like, as kids, like, we couldn't be like, what prevented me from telling Mom, like, hey, Mom, I'm not hungry. I don't want this.
You know, it's funny you say that because I kind of had that thought in the shower today of what you told me.
Why? Because I said like, eggs?
Actions speak louder than words. We grew up in that type of environment. So blue collar, hard workers, right? So that's where we got the hard work engraved in. Like, no matter where we go, we're going to be working hard. We're going to grind like that, right? But we didn't really learn that outspokenness. How to say, hey, you know what? I'm not hungry. I don't want this right now. And I think we didn't develop that, I would say.
Not at an early age.
Not at an early age, man. Not till later on, bro. To like probably like junior high or high school, maybe. I probably developed it.
And by being exposed to other people that do that.
Bro, and that
And you know that that's not bad because you learned that from them.
That probably comes from first generation, bro.
Well, our type of parents, right? Because why was I afraid to say that? Why was I afraid to
tell moms? We weren't conditioned to be outspoken.
Right, because it was like, they're like, don't complain, be happy you have food, finish everything in your plate, regardless if you like it or not.
Yeah, because that's how I feel. Zeke's outspoken. Like, he lets you know what he doesn't like.
Right, and you guys are like, cool, good.
So I'm like, dope. Like, my son's going to have that hard work. He sees that, and he's going to be outspoken. So he's going to be like, yo, you know what? I don't want to eat this. I don't like it. And, like, we're learning right now, like, my son, like, he can't really, like, express himself with words, so he gets frustrated.
Right.
He gets frustrated, so he gets, like, angry. So we're barely comprehending that as parents. So we're like, damn, like, I could just imagine how frustrating someone can get when no one's getting your point or understanding you,
right,
or what you're asking for. So that's how you like act out, like you don't get it.
Yeah, man. Well, that's what I read some time back, man, and I don't know exactly where to reference, but they stated like a lot of the anger and frustrations come from not being able to express what your thoughts are and what you're feeling and all that, because you have no outlet, right? And you just fucking like you wild out in some other way.
Yeah, that my son bites right now. He's on that.
Yeah, so you have to learn not to do that, right? Because he could bite other kids. And that's one of the things. And it may not be from
anger. And he's just from, energetic.
From joy. And he's actually represents.
Yeah, he's trying to express it like, ah, like, I love you, like that, you know?
But what's wild is like, one of my friends, she told me how her daughter, when she was a little girl, she tried to bite her. And she said, you know, right away how she stopped her to do that. She got her fingers and just pressed her mouth together. Like, you don't do that.
Damn.
She never did it again.
Damn.
Because like it happens as a little girl.
Yeah.
You know? Exactly. Because it's so like it's just a way like oh. And right away she like knew, and I was like, yeah, that's a good thing. Because kids get kicked out of like preschool and all that because they bite other kids. And you don't want a kid to bite another kid, you know?
Especially now.
Yeah, but your boy Z just does it out of joy and happiness. You know, he's not mad. Like he bites me all the time. It's like, oh no, it's so bad, because it's like, yeah, oh, he digs in, you know, it's expressive.
Oh, it hurts. That's dude. He's like a cupping therapy now, bro. Like, I have bites all over my back. Like,
oh, bruised up, huh?
It looks like I go cupping, bro. Like, when you do the cupping therapy, and they have, like, those bruises all over their back. Like, what my back looks like.
So, how do you try to tell him not to? Because by telling him about words, he's not going to stop. He's not going to learn that yet. How do you do
it? I let him get his aggression out sometimes. Because I'm a dude, so I wrestle with him. I let him do his thing.
Okay.
But I do discipline him with that. We tell him, no, we can't bite. And what I do is, like, I hold his head down so he won't, like, keep biting me.
Oh, okay. So
once he lets go, I'm just like, all right.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, you don't bite people, bro.
Good. Is he kind of picking it up a bit?
Yeah, he's picking it up a bit.
Good, man.
But that's his thing right now.
Dude, man, speaking of Halloween, man, you dressing up as anything? Well, for the trick-or-treaters that come to the pad, you going to do anything like that or nah?
I don't know. Are people going to trick-or-treat?
I don't see why not.
I hope so. Yeah, if so, maybe. I kind of want to like ask my parents if but it's a Sunday.
Oh,
we play Sunday night. We play the Vikings, so I believe.
Damn, you guys get all the best dates, man. You're fucking playing the Vikings.
On Sunday night.
And you're
night,
playing Vegas. Dude, Sunday night football, that's the biggest day. I think it's bigger than Monday night. Don't you think so?
Not this past Monday.
What do you mean? Oh, because the Cowboys were on past Monday?
But you're right.
Sunday, because it's like, right. It's prime time.
Sunday night's my favorite.
Yeah, and it's like the last call of the weekend. Like, hey, I'm gonna work tomorrow. Let's fucking enjoy this.
Watch this game.
And almost, even though Monday night football is cool, but it's almost like an afterthought.
Mm-hmm.
But Thursday night football, that's like the dump of the dump.
It's on right now.
Dump of the dump.
The TV ain't even on.
Oh, man, it was a fucking Trevor Lawrence against who?
Well, all I care about is Jamar Chase. That's my wide receiver.
Oh, they're going to say Jamiroquai. Am I still around?
Who that?
He had a hit back in the...
Who's my son?
I think the 2000s. Jamiroquai.
Jamiroquai?
He used to wear like big hats. He was like... Bah, bah, bah. Kind of like that music, man.
Nah, I don't remember him.
Jamiroquai?
I don't remember him.
But
I'm going to have to look him up after this.
Yeah, man. I think you'll check him out, man.
Jamiroquai.
Fucking up. But man, we're doing pretty good in our fantasy, man. I smoked your ass last week.
You beat me by like 80 points, bro.
Yeah, what happened, man?
It was like the 92 Barcelona Olympics. I was like...
Oh, how dare you beat Barcelona, man. I'm so depressed, man. My
squad... I mean, that's where they played Jordan.
Dude, my squad's a dumpster fire right now, dude.
You're a PSG fan, bro.
No, I'm a Messi fan. Barcelona's my squad forever, so... They didn't even televise their Champions League match yesterday.
He's like your LeBron,
dude.
For me, bro. You just follow
dude,
him.
They didn't even televise their Champions League match yesterday, bro.
Barcelona?
Yeah, or else I would have recorded it, like DVR, but they put it on Paramount Plus. I have the app, but I don't have like cloud for Paramount Plus. So then I just saw 3-0 Benfica smoked them, bro. A team we saw always kill.
Benfica?
They're in last place in the group stage. They're not going to get out of the group stage, bro. Benfica's in Portugal. They're good. But they had opportunities, but their strikers couldn't finish.
Fuck, man.
Dude, it's sad,
okay,
bro.
They'll come back.
It's so Messi. Sad. But Messi scored for the first time for PSG in a fucking masterpiece of a goal, bro. And I watched they beat Pep Guardiola. And I watched Man City because I love Pep Guardiola because of Messi, Barcelona. And then PSG, dude, Messi did a little pass, to Mbappe. Mbappe did a kickback pass. Messi didn't stop the stride. And on stride, curved the shot, bro. Woo! Netted it, bro. It was beautiful.
Yeah, no one's gonna beat them, bro. Sergio Ramos. Never
know. Well, he still hasn't been clear, bro. I think he's still hurt.
Ramos hasn't played?
He hasn't been. He's because they don't want to rush him back because they're doing okay. He's still not 100%.
Oh, man. When he comes back, it's over.
Well, there you go, man. Well, fuck, man. This concludes what?
Episode 38.
38, man. 8.3, 11, separate that's 1-1. That's you and me, baby.
Ooh, that's what's up, brother. Thank you so much. Love you too, man. And thank you, everybody out there, for listening, subscribing, and always liking Undeniable Perception.
Peace.